the American Westet study is the story of the struggle for the Great Plains, a dispute essentially about the use and ownership of land. In 1840, the land west of the Mississippi was known as the Great Plains. Whilst parts of it were being settled by the relatively new country of the United States of America, vast areas were sparsely populated by the Plains Indian nations. These Indian nations, such as the Sioux and their allies the Cheyenne and the Arapaho, lived a nomadic lifestyle based upon the twin supports of the horse and the buffalo. The horse provided transport and a means to hunt effectively, and the buffalo provided food, clothing, shelter and equipment. In fact, virtually everything else. The Indian nations fought amongst each other for control of hunting areas. For example, the Sioux had pushed the Crow westwards, but they did not live in one place or regard land as something individuals could own. This was a profound difference in attitude to the people of the USA who, like us, regarded land as something that could be owned. At the start of the period, the people of the USA regarded the Great Plains as the Great American Desert, but this changed as they became aware of its potential for farming, ranching, and its mineral wealth, that is, gold. It was then that the key idea of manifest destiny emerged, a phrase used for the first time in 1845. The people of the USA believed that it was their manifest destiny to control the entire continent, from the Atlantic Ocean in the east to the Pacific Ocean in the west. As the different groups of travellers, miners, ranchers and farmers, or homesteaders as they were known, moved out onto the Great Plains, they came into conflict with the Plains Indians.